Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murali of the 18th of April, 1971. The title is, The Method and Benefits of Knowing the Feelings of the Mind. Are all of you who are sitting here stable in the stage of Manmanabha? Those who are stable in the stage of Manmanabha are able to know the feelings in the mind of others. When any person comes in front of you, are you able to understand clearly the feelings of that person's mind by being stable in the stage of Manmanabha? Because when your stage becomes Manmanabha, that is, the subtle stage, you are then able to understand the subtle stage and the subtle feelings. So, you are continuing with the experience of this practice. No matter what their words are, continue to practice understanding their feelings. When you are able to understand the feelings of someone's mind, what will the result of that be? By understanding the feelings of each one's mind, what will happen when you are able to fulfill their desires and the desire for attainment? They will become what you wish them to become, that is, there will be success in service very quickly because they will attain something according to their desire. What would happen if a person who is thirsty for peace finds peace? Through that attainment, he will become an imperishable effort maker. So, by discerning the feelings of the mind and understanding them, what will be the result? A lot of success in service will be visible in a short time because you will become an embodiment of success. At the moment, you are in your effort-making form. By developing this qualification, you will become an embodiment of success. Do you understand? At present, in order to bring about success, you have to give a lot of time, thoughts, wealth, and energy. What will happen then? Success itself will come in front of you. You will not have to use wealth. Wealth itself will come to surrender to you. Do you understand? There will be that much difference by imbibing just one thing. What is that one thing? It is to become Manmanabha and know the feelings of each one's mind. The praise sung of the elements of nature being your servants, will that happen in the Golden Age? In the Golden Age, you won't even be aware that you attained everything by gaining victory over matter. However, since you are making so much effort to become victorious over matter, you will see the fruit or attainment of victory over matters in this elevated birth. Matter will not make you dependent on it, but by becoming one who has a right, you will observe the tasks of matter. Do you understand? There will be such a perfect stage where no type of dependency will remain. You will experience yourself having a right over everyone. What do you have to do in order to become like that? Firstly, spirituality. Secondly, godly intoxication should always be visible on your face. Thirdly, every soul should experience in a practical way the sanskar or virtue of your always being merciful in service. When all these three aspects are practically visible through your form, in your stage, on your face and in service, that is, in action, you can then understand that success is coming close to you. All three have to be together. What happens at the moment? When you become merciful, together with being merciful, spiritual intoxication should also be visible. But the two are not visible at the same time. Either the virtue of being merciful is visible, or the virtue of spiritual intoxication is visible. Together with spiritual intoxication, spirituality should also be visible. All three have to be combined in a practical way. That is still lacking a little. You are still practicing. At present, you just consider yourselves to be great compared to all souls, but do you also create every thought and perform every action as a great soul? To understand is the aim, whereas to do is to become the practical form. When you go in front of someone with the awareness of being the greatest, most elevated souls of all, what will they experience? Everyone's head will bow down in front of your greatness. For instance, no matter how great a status someone has in the Iron Age today, when he goes in front of the non-living images, what happens? He bows his head. If their heads bowed down in front of images, would they not bow their heads in front of the living images who have that character in the living form and are equal to the Father in all virtues? Or do you think that this result is in the future? Is it going to happen now? When? How much time is there even till the end? If you bow down to make them bow down, what is the big deal in that? Of course, you have the aim that you sometimes have to bow down because of service. That aim is wrong. That aim is filled with weakness. When the seed itself is weak, will it bear fruit? No one carrying out establishment of something new would think that he has to bow down in order to make others bow down. In comparison to even those souls who are definitely able to make others bow down in front of them with that aim, just see how elevated this task of establishment is and whose directions you are following. Just see what result emerges when you go in front of others with the aim that they have to bow down in front of you, and also when you have imbibed this spiritual intoxication. In order to bring about greatness, you have to go into the subtlety of knowledge. The more you go into the subtlety of knowledge, the greater you will be able to make yourself. When there is not that much greatness, it means you don't have that much experience of the subtlety of knowledge. So, check yourself. Keep in your awareness the duty of a great soul. In any case, a great soul is one who carries out a great task. If someone carries out an ordinary task, he is not called a great soul. So the task of a great soul should also be great. Within the timetable of the whole day, in terms of being a great soul, check what great tasks you accomplished throughout the whole day. Did you become a great donor? Generally, the task of a great soul is to make donations and perform charity. So, You are the ones who are said to be the greatest of all souls. So, how much did you donate throughout the whole day today? And what did you donate? Just as the meals, food and drink of great souls is great, in the same way, check whether the food of your intellect was also just as great. Do you take pure food? When those who call themselves great take impure food, what would all of those who see them say? They would question, is this one a great soul? So, check yourself and see whether you took any food of impure thoughts into your intellect. People generally look at food, diet and interaction of great souls. So, today, throughout the day, what was the food of the intellect? If you imbibed an impure thought, a sinful thought, or a wasteful thought with your intellect, then understand that there was impurity in your intake of food today. Those who are great souls have the aim of giving all souls the donation of happiness through their every interaction, that is, through their activity. They give happiness and they receive happiness. So, check yourself that in terms of being a great soul, whether you gave or took sorrow from anyone throughout the day. What is an act of charity? Charity is to give souls something through which blessings emerge from them. That is called an act of charity. Whomsoever you give happiness to, blessings will emerge for you from them. That is an act of charity. And the main qualification for that is non-violence. Throughout the whole day, also check whether there was any violence. What type of violence is it that you have to check? You call yourselves doubly non-violent, do you not? In your mind too, there is a lot of battling with your sanskars. So, you commit the violence of killing Maya. Even though you battle, why do you call this non-violence? Because the result of this battle is happiness and peace. The violence is where there is attainment of sorrow and peacelessness, whereas through this you attain peace, happiness and benefit, and so this is why it is not called violence. So, you are doubly non-violent. Therefore, you also have to look at this qualification that is remembered of great souls. Throughout the day today, you didn't commit any type of violence, did you? If you made someone's stage fluctuate through words, that too is violence. Just as making someone unconscious by shooting an arrow at him is violence. To suppress your real Satopradhan sanskars or your original godly sanskars and to put other sanskars into a practical form is like strangling someone, and that is considered to be violence. So, to suppress your original sanskars, that is, to suppress the sanskars of your Satopradhan stage is also violence. Do you understand? So, you have to check to what extent you have all of these qualifications in a practical form. Now, do you understand what the qualifications of a great soul are? Throughout the whole day, continue to donate. perform acts of charity, and also become non-violent. So speak, what will your stage then become? Everyone would definitely bow their heads in front of the great souls who go into such subtlety and who remain stable in their perfect stage. Would they literally bow their heads? The head is the highest part of the body. So, to bow one's head means to make the whole self bow. So those who nowadays consider themselves to be elevated and great, or consider their task to be great, will bow their heads. That is, they will feel that in comparison to this elevated task, all their tasks are nothing. They wouldn't consider their no such word elevation to be elevated, but would consider it to be ordinary. This is called to be all souls bowing their heads in front of you. So, do you now understand what you have to check? Throughout the whole day, to what extent have you brought into a practical form the great tasks and qualifications of great souls? Baba will ask you the result of this later. You were told earlier that you are the children of the Trimurti Father, and so a Trimurti light should be visible from you. That is, there should be visions granted of three lights from each one of you. When anyone comes in front of you, firstly, they should see the jewel on the forehead. Secondly, from both your eyes, they should see two lights. And thirdly, they should see a crown of light on your head. So, they should have visions of all three lights. Some do have these visions. When you make them sit in remembrance, both the eyes are seen as balls of light. And some even have visions of a crown of light over the heads of some. So, what will happen when people have visions of these three lights from you? You yourselves will also become light. You are experienced in this. You have experienced this, have you not? You saw in the Sakar form how many had visions of the crown of purity to the forehead and the eyes. Therefore, you have to follow the Father. If you grant visions of such a form to souls, success in service will then bow down at your feet. Become such great souls that whomsoever you go in front of, they have visions. Then, would they be able to show their head in front of you, who are the images that grant visions? They would bow down. When they bow their heads in this way now, they will later bow their physical heads in front of your non-living images. However many you make bow down in front of you now, accordingly, people will bow their heads in front of your non-living images. Together with subjects, you also have to create devotees. The reward of the whole cycle has to be fixed now. Heirs have to be created, and subjects also have to be created now. The devotees of the copper age will also be created now. Do you understand? You have to fill your devotees with the sanskars of bhakti, that is, of bhavana, that is, faith and devotion, from now. By being filled with the sanskars of the bhavana, that you are very elevated, they will become devotees. So, the devotees too have to be created now. As yet, you are still making effort to create the subjects. As the stages of all of you continue to be revealed, so your heirs, that is, the royal family, the subjects and the devotees, will also continue to be revealed. Now, they are mixed because as yet, your stage is not fixed. This is why they continue to be mixed. Then, they will be visible in a practical way. You will feel that that one is a devotee. You will feel this because the virtue of being Trikal Darshi will be revealed. Then, you will also be able to clearly see your reward of all the three aspects of time, not through divine vision, but through practical vision. Acha Om Shanti.